So the Mishnah brought down that if somebody drinks wine, he becomes posel la'avoda, and he's chayiv if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara now is being magder, the Isser of Shtuyei Yayin. The Mishnah just said, the lashon of the Mishnah was mashma, that is a shear. The Mishnah said clearly, Shasa Revius Yayin Benichnas Lamigdosh, Yechayev. Rabbi Lezer added a Tanai that if you were Pasuk boy, Nosim Bamayim Kosher Upotter. If you didn't drink the wine contiguously, you stopped in the middle, so there's no Din Kedei Shtiyas Revius or Kedei Achilas Pras, he holds your Potter over there. So the Yishalmi now is coming to clarify that Din. Tanu Rabbonim. The Babylon, I'm sorry, that's Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, the two dots. Yayin v'sheichor al teisht. Yochol afilu kosher. You would think, even a kosher. Even if you drink, the pashtus, the way you read the Gemara, means even a drop. Even a drop of wine. Afilu migitoy. And even if the wine is straight migitoy. Okay, Talmud Loimar v'sheichor. Ein osur ela kedei l'shaker. The wine has to be already developed wine. Can't be straight out of the press. And it has to be a shear. That's pashtus, that's what it means. And you need a shear. V'kama kedei l'shaker. Revius yayin ben mem yayin. That's what it has to be. At least 40 days old, and it has to be at least a revius. So here the Gemara says it should have just said Sheikhar, because there you got the whole thing, the shear and the shear and the type of wine. So the Gemara says Loi malucho shemuzon olav bekol shemuzon olav begita, even though we just said you're not. So obviously what it means is that there's a lav, there's an iser, there's no misa. If a kohen drinks a revius yayin, aged wine, 40 days, then he's chayiv misa. And if he drinks either the pashat, pashtas how you learn the Gemara, if he drinks less than a revius, and or less than 40 days old wine, he'll still be over the isa, but he won't be mechel avodah. That's what seems to be the Gemara. Rabbi Yudaimer, Yayin, Ein Liela Yayin. Shama Shakar Minayin, Tamadoma V'Sheikhar. So he holds everything is included. Sheikhar includes all Meshakram, anything that's alcoholic, has alcohol content. Im Kema Tamadoma Yayin, Ala Yayin B'Misav Al Shama Ashkim Bazar. Okay, so he holds other mashkim is bazar. Pashtus is that the Tanakama holds that there's no lav at all on Shai Meshach. Rav Elezer Omer Yayin Al Teish V'Sheikh Al Teshteyu. The way you have to read the pasuk is like this: Yayin Al Teish, don't drink wine. And how? What way shouldn't you drink the wine? V'Sheikh Al Teshteyu, don't drink it in a way kederech shikusa. Or hifzik bo inosan l'tzeichemayim kol shupot. If you put in a little water or you stopped, you didn't drink it straight, you put. But I plead. Where do they get this drosha from? Tanakama is sova gamun sheikh shekha mi nozir. We learned from nozir. And nozir is limited to wine. So too, by shtuya yayin in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's limited to wine. And Rabbi Yehuda learns shamash takrim, lo yolof sheikh shekha mi nozir. He doesn't learn from nozir. Rabbi Lezer sova my sheikhor midi de meshaker. Kiman ozlo the tanya we learned in the braisa chal tevela kilus v'shos advash oichol of nichnas lemikdash. Here he took something which wasn't wine, but it is meshaker, and it says v'shimesh loike. That must be kiman kabihuda. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like according to Rabbi Lezer you'd be potter there too. Rabbi Lezer would hold like the Tanakhame. Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Tu Aloch Rabbi Lezer, the Kori Rav Aloi the Rabbi Lezer Tovina the Chakimoy. Okay, so now the Gemara goes from Shtuya Yayin in the Mikdash Tishtuye yayin in hoyroa. Because the pasuk says, lo havdil ben hakodesh ben hachol, that just like there's a din that if you drank wine, you're not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din if you drank wine, you're not allowed to pask in a shayla. So the Gemara says that he had a neder of achad to hutzalav in the dira of the visu. He had a neder on his wife. He came to Rav Ashi to be matan neder. Also, come to Rav Ashi and will zilu yidna v'salam ochon. Come tomorrow, because Rav lo moka amor loyim yom tov l'chaver. Rav would not paskin on Yom Tov for Yom Tov because they drank wine on Yom Tov. Mishum shiklus. And now we're assuming that just like a coin to Rabbi Elazar, if you put water in, it's not Meshakya. So who adin, if you put water in, it's not Meshakya for Hara. Umahu the Karomi Beimai, you put water in. The water only makes a difference if you have exactly a Revius. If you have more than a Revius and you mix water, you're still considered intoxicated. You're not allowed to pass it. All the halachas, monetary, erichin, charom and hekdeshes, you can't pass it if you drank wine. Benatomi v'torah, that's tumah v'tahara. L'horos is any horov isur v'heter. As kol achukim eli medroshas, when the rov would give a drosha, he would also bring down piskei halacha. Asher dibra Hashem zu halacha b'yad Moshe zeh Talmud. Yochalaf haMishnah, maybe you can't even teach Mishnah. Tamalom alohores, and since the Mishnah could never be halacha l'maisa, so Mishnah is permitted. Rabbi Yosi bar Yudoyim, Yochalaf Talmud, he holds even Talmud is permitted. Tamalom alohores, horos means the actual issue of psak. So even though the Talmud is there to be mevara the halacha, but it's not an issuance of a psak, and therefore you could do it when you're intoxicated. It says you're allowed to pask in a shayla by the sheretz and its fardeya. The simple understanding of the Gemara is that's not called being mevar malab in a halacha because it's beferish. So it's doim to Talmud. Says the Gemara, that's going like a basi by Yudi v'Rabbanan fil tam Rabbanan. This is not a psak at all. Shani hocha the zulkrei be Ravu. It's called a Zilkri Rav. It's not even called a Psak. It's not called a Psak at all. Omer Rav Alochek Rav Yisi by Yehuda. V'ho Rav Leimoykem Amor Miyom Atova L'chavri Mishum Shikrus. And L'choy according to Rav Yisi by Yehuda, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do Gemara. Shani Rav D'Oyri Moiri. He's always paskening. Complicated child. Says the Gemara V'nekem D'Oyri Moiri. So let him not paskin complicated shilas. But Talmud he could do. Kol heichad Yosef Rav lo yisagi lebeloy Rav. Rav was such a gone in halacha that whenever he went anywhere, it always came to paskining shilas that needed hachra. And that's why he never did it. That's the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara goes straight from the din in the Beis HaMikdash to the din of Shtuye Yayin Bahiroah. Simply, you'd be able to say that there's a big chiluk in halacha. Hoyroa is based on a person's having rational mind that he could pass in a shayla. That's what you would say, sechelik. In halacha, there's somebody called a shikr. A shikr is not somebody who drinks a revius yayin, it's not a shikr, be'etzim. There's a shikr, there's shikrus shaloit, there's different levels in halacha of shikrus. And it would be very easy to say that Beis HaMikdash is a separate Iser, Yayin v'Sheicher al Teisht, period. You're not allowed to drink wine and go into the Beis HaMikdash. For Hiroah, it could be a whole different Shir. For Hiroah, it could be totally in a person's ability to be Machriya Shaila. The Gemara seems to go from one to the other. So it's one of two things. Either we have to say that Hiroah is not just based on sound judgment, it's a psul, just like there's a psul to go to Beis HaMikdash after you drank wine. There's a psul to paskin ashayla in that state, even though you have a sound mind. L'moshul, somebody be mekadosh anisha, she would be mekodeshes. We wouldn't say he doesn't have a sound mind, even though he has a sound mind. It's still going to be also, especially since the Gemara equates it
to adding a little water, not adding a little water. L'chayra, there's no machloikis and metzias between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to how sane a person is after he drinks a revius yayin with some water in it. It's not a machloikis and metzias. L'chayra, they both agree, whatever the state of mind is, it is. Rabbi Lezer holds there's something called derech shikras, and since the Torah said v'sheichar, it has to be derech shikras. If it's not derech shikras, you're potter. If you go to the Beis HaMikdash. But clearly the state of mind is not a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim both agree that the state of mind is the same. And yet, the Gemara wants to say that Lagabi Hayroah, it depends. If you're like Rabbi Lezer, that if you add water, or you don't drink it, b'vasachas, that's klar. The guy took a cup of wine. And instead of drinking it down in one shot, he took a break for a second. It's not going to make a difference in the effect of the wine. Metzias wise. It's not going to make a difference in the effect. He won't be less drunk or more drunk in either way. But Rabbi Lezer is exeris hakosov. The sheikha, kederach shikrusa. Rabbi Lezer holds, if you stop in the middle, that's not derach shikrus. It's not that the person is less intoxicated. So the fact that our Gemara goes from whatever's called shtuya yayin in the Mikdash to it's called shtuya yayin in Eiroa raises this issue that it's mashma, it's not just a question of your judgment. It's beyond your judgment. But then, the Gemara seems to be going into sugyas that paskening shalos that don't require shikul adas, we're okay with. Well, l'chayra should be telling you the same shaila. If it's a question of sound judgment, then there's logic to say it's fardeya, it's fardeya, sheretz is a sheretz, doesn't require much mindset, right? Though you don't need much brain power at the time. But if it's a gzeres hakosov, just like nobody would say that the kohen could do shchita lav avoydehi if he drank wine, because it's a psul. So then the same thing should apply here. So really, it's a little bit confusing.
Unless it's not raw at all.
What? Okay. I mean, what does that mean? It's not a hero. It's not a hachro. I don't know if we could really say something is not a hero if you're paskin something is mutar also. I think you could say it's not a hachro. There's a difference between a hachro and a hero. Hero is the. I mean, when you give a psak halacha. Yeah. I don't see why that should really be much of a chiluk, but okay, possibly. Anyway. There's a very major issue being boiled here in the sugya. And that is that our Gemara, for some reason, holds until we go through different shittas. But on the onset of the sugya, the Gemara holds that you don't need a shear. Because if you look at the way the Braisa began, the Braisa says, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht yochol afilu kosher. Why would you think of kosher? Kol ha-terakulah. There's no such thing as a kosher. It's either a kazayas or a revius. There is no such thing as a kosher when I look. Right? What do you mean? Chometz kosher?
Yeah.
That's midrabonim. That's not midraisa. Midraisa is no such thing. An achila is a kazayas, a shti is a revius. There's no such thing as a kosher midraisa. It doesn't exist. Chatzishu is either the Rabbanon or it's not a lav. But it's not a lav. Who holds a bracha before food is there? I don't know. Who holds that one? The rice is after you eat. I mean, before you eat, there's a din d'rabbanon to make a bracha. There's a Rabbi Kiv Heger that says it's some type of gneva, but it's not. You're evil loisigna if you know. It's a rabbinical gneva. Kiv Heger wants to say that there won't be a din of sofik brachas lahakel, which we normally say sofik brachas lahakel. Rabbi Kiv Heger wants to say by brich sanenim, maybe there'd be a din to go lahachmir. Because it's gzela. That's a kivega, based on a marshon, psochim. But Baruch is at the Rabbonim. Pachsamozim is the reis. There is no such a thing in Kol HaTorah Kula that there should be an achila less than a kezayis, or that there should be a shtia less than a gevis. For some reason, our Gemara is taking the assumption that kol shehu. If not, for the ribuy of yayin, that's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbana says clearly, yochol, right? Yochol afilu kol shehu, afilu migita. So afilu migita is not shver. Because yayin migita is yayin. It is wine. For a lot of things in Allah, it is wine. If somebody's noidim in a yayin, he's not allowed to have yayin migita. It's yayin. Understand? But kol shehu, why kol shehu? So I have here Reb Kivegan Shuvis. Kivegan says like this. He's not going on Al Gemara. Reb Kivegan here in his Shuvis in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet establishes a very interesting Yesoid. He has a shayla, he's not clear on it. He says like this. Ma din ba'im eshvu shalayesh testam. If a guy makes a shvu, I'm not going to drink. So we know that the Gemara says in Shavuos that if a guy says Shavuos Shaloi Oichal, he's only not allowed to eat a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, he's allowed to eat. Because the word Oichal means a kezayis. So Kivega says if a guy makes a Shavuos Shaloi Eshteh, what does it mean? He says like this, Ha'im Shaloi Eshteh Misparish Aravis. Oy, says Reb Kivega, Bekoshu. The Loshen HaShas Bechol Mokoyim Stam Achila Bekazayas. Reb Kivega says, in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Gemara always says, Stam Achila Bekazayas. He says, maybe a Revius is a shear, but it's not a definition. In other words, the definition of drinking is even a drop. But there's a shear. A shear is a revius. There's a big difference between if it's a definition or a shear. L'moshel, there's a machloikis rishonim. If a goy eats less than a kezayis of eiver menachai, is he chayiv? Toisus in Chulin daf lamed gimel holds that a goy is not chayiv if he has less than a kezayis of eiver menachai. And Toisus says the reason why you're not chayiv, Toisus says, is because it's not an achila. It's not an achila. It's not called eating. What does that mean? Even though the halacha l'moshim b'Sinai was not said for goyim, so normally a goy doesn't have shiurim, but Tosfos holds that achila is a definition. The halacha l'moshim b'Sinai is saying that a kezayis is an achila, is anything less than a kezayis is not a mais achila. It's not called eating. It's not that you didn't eat enough. L'moshel, somebody carries on Shabbos, he takes something, it's less than a groigris. He's potter. Pach zemi kashir. Nobody will say he didn't carry. He did carry. But there's a shir to be chayiv. You're only chayiv if you carry that amount. But it is carrying. Achil is different. Achil is not a shir. Achil is a definition. Halacha Moshe Mishnah came and told us, you should know what is called eating. A kazayas. Less than a kazayas, you're not engaged in eating, you're doing something else. Something is being consumed. It's consumption. It's not achila. That's the logic behind Tois Vashita, that even by a goy there's a shir kazayas. Because it's a matzias. The Rambam happens to argue with Tois. The Rambam holds that a goy is chayiv even in Poch Mikashir. And Pshat in Rambam is, the Rambam holds a mice achilas and achilas even less than the kezayis. It's a shear. So Reb Kiva Eger now is clearing what is shtia. Is shtia drinking? Any amount that you drink is called drinking. It happens to be there's a shear, a revius, but it's a drinking without that. Or is a revius not called a shtia? Nafkamina is a guy makes a shua, I'm not going to drink. Is he allowed to drink less than a revius? That's Reb Kiva Eger. Yom Kippur is a shear. It's not negeya. Yom Kippur is a shear. Doesn't make a difference. Stam achila b'kezayis, avol stam shtir b'kezayis, lo yashkechum. V'yesh loyma, shelosho in shtir, misparish b'kol shehu. V'chayiv afilu b'kol shehu. That's the Reb Kivega. So Reb David Rappaport comes, and Reb David Rappaport says, I have a raya from Meseches Krisis, from our Gemara, like Reb Kivega. Because look at our Gemara. So our Gemara comes and says, Yochel afilu kolshu. So why would you think there's a kolshu? So must be the fact that our Gemara has a havamina. Not only a havamina, a maskone. It's mashma from the Gemara that has horror there's even on a kolshu. Right? Because what did the Gemara say? Talmud loyma v'yayim, they only chayiv if you have a shear and 40 days old. The Gemara says, in kema talmud loyma yayim, it sounds like even a maskona. You chayiv malchus at least, even on a kol shu. That's the mashmois. If you look in the Rambam that we have here, the Rambam taka says it. He says, "Potu v'ene mechala l'avoida." Right? Because he's pasquining like Rabbi Eliezer. That means the Rambam is clearly stating that the reason why Pachas Mirvius is Potter, it's like, just like if you had wine, Pachas Mirvius Yayim, Avol Shosa Pachas Mirvius Yayim, and Shosa Mirvius V'Hivsik Bo. It's Potter V'Eni Mechal Lavoid, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's what he says. Yeah, but I'm saying besides for that, that's going to leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, but I'll leave it to Tanakama Zichin.
But the Rambam would be awesome.
The Rambam is saying, Potter, he said, there is an issue. Because if Mishnah is learning, it's not just an issue to Rabbona. There's many hold that way, that there's an issue to Raisa. But that all depends how you learn Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer says, you only chayiv kederech hamishakrim, is he adding another condition to the Tanakama? In order to be chayiv misa, it has to be bevas achas and that. But he agrees to the kolshu of the Tanakama. Meaning, Tanakama said two things. Tanakama said in order to be mechal avoida, you need something that's able to be mishaker, out of the wine, and you need to have a shir revius. Rabbi Eliezer now is coming and he's adding, he's saying, you also have to drink it in that way. It's not just the definition of the wine. You have to drink it the way Derech HaMeshakim, which is you have to drink it in one shot, you can't mix water with it, whatever. That's the... Now, does Rebbe Lezer agree to the Tanakhama that still on the other din of the Tanakhama, which is that there's a lav to have any amount of wine? So many learn the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Rebbe Lezer agrees to the Tanakhama. His added Tanai is only... in the case where the Tanakhama says Yechayiv Misa, which is you had a shear of a revius, and it was wine that can intoxicate, on that Rebbe Eliezer adds another condition. Has to be Kederech HaMeshakrim. But he also agrees that the lav would apply to even a kosher, just like the Tanakhama says even a kosher. The Rambam is clearly mashma like that. The reading of the Rambam is mashma like that. Because Rambam clumps everything together. Pachsmi Kashir, Pachsmi Abraham Yoim. It's all one thing. Now, that's the Rambam Shita. The only Makom Ian on the Rambam is why the Rambam didn't use the word loike, like he does in Halacha Beis. We pointed out Halacha Beis. Ho yashikim mishara mishakrim. Also, he comes from Megdish. And nichnas v'obad. Vuh shikim mishara mishakrim. Afilu minachol. Vuh minadvela. Reze loike v'avidosa k'sheva. See, here he doesn't say... here he says Klor Yechayev Malchus, which he doesn't do earlier. That would be a Shtikl Mashmoris the other way around. Now, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says Shosa Kedei Revius Bilvad V'Hoya B'Mayim Kolshu, or Yosha and Ma'aro he slept to remove the intoxication. Klihola Kedei Mil Kfar Ova Ayayin Umutulav Avul Shosa Yosim Revius. Then it's a, he uses a lotion Shasar Reviyas, Voya by Mayim, he says, Mutter Lavet. So the Ravid comes and he says, Omar Avraham, now here also, Lachaira, this would contradict. Because if the Rambam holds that Rabbi Lezer is only adding a condition to where you chayv Misa, then adding the water, Lachaira, shouldn't remove the Isser of doing Avodah, which is precisely the Ravid's Kasha. If you look at the Ravid on the side, Omar Avraham Avzeloi Mechubel. The potter kamuin and avu mutar lavid lo yaminen. Elishim mutar lohiras, according to Rebbe Lezer. This is all going according to Rebbe Lezer. Right? This is going all according to Rebbe Lezer. Meaning, what is Rebbe Lezer's shita? We're not clearing what the Tanakama shita is. Tanakama shita is that it's also, there's a lot. We're clearing Rebbe Lezer's shita. Rebbe Lezer's shita, we have different shitas how to learn the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to hold, the beginning he seems to hold takat also. And at the end, by Hoysif Mayim, the Rambam seems to hold, which is a shtickle stira. The Rambam seems to hold, if you add a little water, then it's no problem, it's mutter, and that's also Rebbe Lezer's shita. Yet the Rambam says, it seems to say at the beginning, you're only potter, if you were, that was the first Rambam we had. Halach Aleph. Over there, the Rambam just says, which is different than the Rambam and Halacha. Hey, Shosa Kadei Revius Bovad Voya B'Mayim. Right, it seems to be a chiluk. We'll get back to be metaritz this Rambam. What the Rambam sheet is, Lagabi this. Okay, so if we take on Reb Kiva Eger's approach, then perhaps we understand our Gemara. That's what David Rappaport wants to say. That our Gemara goes well if you hold like Reb Kiva Eger's Chiddush. If you hold like Reb Kiva Eger's Chiddush, that really stop drinking is even a kol shehu. That's called drinking. However, you chayiv only if you have the shear. So then our Gemara goes well. Why the Havamin is. So really, Rav David Rappaport is L'chayr very schwer. Because even Rav Kiva Eger only has a shayla by Shvua. Because by Shvua, it's a self-imposed Isser. You're saying Shvua Shaloi Eshter. So here we only have one shayla. What's the definition of Shtia? So we say, if the definition of Shtia is a kolshu, you're chayiv on a kolshu. If the definition of a Shtia is not a kolshu, you'll be potter. Reb Kiva Eger says, maybe by shtia, even a drop is defined as a shtia. And it's just a shear. Okay, that's fine by shvua. Reb Kiva Eger doesn't extend that to Isurei Torah. Here in our Gemara, we're talking about Isur Torah. Yayin v'shecher al tesht. So here, l'chaira, it's moot. Reb Kiva Eger, shayla is moot, l'gabi awa sugya. Because here it goes back to Isurei Torah. Here the Torah said the word Al-Tesht. So I don't know why Reb David Rappaport is so satisfied with the Reb Kiva Eger's adjustment to Shtia. Reb Kiva Eger is saying that it's possible to learn that a Shtia, a drop of drinking, is also called drinking. But anyway, Nachayev. Why Nachayev? Because he's a Shir. Reb Kiva Eger's whole Shaila is L'chor only to get by Shvur. Because Shvur is self-imposed. Shvu, you can make a shvu, you're not going to jump. So you made a shvu, you're not going to drink. Now we have to know, what does drinking mean? It's not an iser shtia. When a person is over a shvu, he's not over by... If a guy says, I'm not going to drink, and he drinks, what's he over? The drinking wasn't the avera. The chilul adibur was the avera. The fact that by drinking, he went against his word. It's not... The iser is not the drinking. That's why Shvu is called an Issa Gavra. Why is Shvu called an Issa Gavra, not an Issa Chefza? Because it always goes back to Chilul Adibu. If a person said, by a nether, you have the ability to make something into Chefza Shalisa. You say, this should be Osir, the object becomes Osir. By a Shvu, the object is never becoming Osir. You made a Shvu, you have a Chiv to keep your word. Now, if you went against your word, you're over not keeping your word. So now Reb Kiva Eger has a good shayla. What does drinking mean by definition? Art scroll. What does shtiyah mean? Does shtiyah mean a revius or does shtiyah mean any amount? Nafkamina would be if somebody made a shvua and he drank a masha, was he chayav? That's because there's no shear over there. There we just have a question what you said. The isser is going against your word. But Rabbi Akiva Eger agrees that anywhere the Torah uses shtiyah and you want to be chayav as the Torah, of course you need a shear. So here you want to be over the lav, you want to say that he is over the lav of Yayim v'Shecher al Teisht. How could it be less than a shear? So I don't know why Rav David Rappaport feels that he gains anything according to Rav Akiva Eger, l'chayra.
Rav Akiva Eger not even applied by a nether? The Taka says this is also it's a nether. And then he eats it. Rav Akiva Eger doesn't even apply there. But even there you say, well,
potentially it won't apply there either. Because now you need a shear. Potentially. Because oichol stam achil is bekazayis. It's a definition. No, that's what those. Maybe Yankif, that was the whole Agdama. The sheer Torah by achila is not just a sheer. It's a definition. That's why it applied to a goy. Even a goy doesn't have shiurim. So it's a definition. So there we could say logically. If a guy says a shvuah, he's talking b'loshan ha-Torah. And loshan ha-Torah, eating means eating. That's what it means. It means a kazayis. There, at least, it's conceivable. But even in the Torah's loshan shti is a kosher. According to the Torah, shtia is a drop, it's called a shtia. However, in order to be chayav malchus for doing a shtia that's prohibitive, you need a shear. Even Rabbi Akiva Eger agrees. So that's the problem. That's what I'm saying. It's not pashut what he's saying either. What Rabbi David Rappaport is saying is not pashut. It's not pashut. So I'm saying Rav David Rappaport's pshat in the Gemara is not really helping us. Because he wants to say that if you hold like Rav Akiva Eger, now the Gemara goes gishmak. And I'm saying that even if you hold like Rav Akiva Eger, the Gemara doesn't go gishmak. Rav Akiva Eger is gishmak in Hilchos Shvuah. So if the Gemara here would say that if you made a Shvuah, you chayev b'koshu, say gevaldik, that's mamash Rav Akiva Eger. But in Kol HaTerakula, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a shear that whenever I use the word shti in the Torah, in order for you to be chayiv, not what it means, but in order for you to be chayiv, you have to consume a revius. Why would this be different? Why would this consumption be different? That's the question. Now, if you look here in the Rishonim, it's taka not so pashut. They have a problem with this kol shul. Many of the Rishonim have a problem here with kol shul. The Ravid, because this Bryson that the Gemara is quoting is a Bryson in Teres Kahanim. Okay? And Teres Kahanim says the same thing. This is the Teres Kahanim and Pasha Shemini. The Ravid comes here on the Teres Kahanim and he basically asks from David Rappaport's Kasha. He says, what do you mean? Why Yochel B'Kosher? So the Ravid says, Miu Kosheli. Ha. That's the Ravid's kasha. So the Ravid Taka asks, and he bribes around the Braisa. Some Rishonim learn that when the Braisa says Yochel Kosher, it's Lav Dafka. Really what the Bryson meant was a revius. And kosher was just a way of saying any type of wine. Not kosher as an amount. Because it was such a pella to them, how could it be such a havamin? Now the Rashba here, when he brings down our sugya, it's not here on the daf, it's in the tshuvas, is found in Chelek Aleph, Simon Shin Samar Gimel. He says as follows. Vadai pochus mirvius eine chayit. You hear Loshen Arayvet. Mamish, not like Reb David Rappaport. He says, avadai you're not chayit. How could you be chayit? Va'afu gav do'omar tanakama yochel afilu kolshu. Va'afilu yayin migitoi. Kolshu eine ikar. When it says kolshu, it doesn't mean kolshu. It's really going yochel yayin migitoi hu ikar. That's it. It means afilu yayin migitoi. Anyway, so that's how he comes at Lamaisin. Vadai yesh loy shir. And then he says, I'll show you other places in Shas where even when he uses the term kosher, it doesn't mean kosher. The Gemara in Erevin says that when you kind an Erev, you have to pick it up a kosher. So the Rashba says, Ayin be'erevin daf pei. He says over there you have to pick it up a tefach to be chayiv. Right, so you see, it's not that way. That's what he says. Anyway, what?
Like
yeah, but the Gemara already said Yayin Megitay.
No, it's
yes.
Kosher means kosher Arizias of 2% wine, which is like Yayin Megitay, but it's not going to do it. The same thing like Yayin
Megitay. Okay, possibly. Anyway. But again, from the Rambam and from the other Rishonim is Mashman, they learned the Gemara Kepshutei. They learned the Gemara Kepshutei. So I think that there's a whole different Mahalach to learn the Sugya. Many of the Achroidim are Omer on this. I think that there's a different Mahalach to learn the Sugya. And it will remove the Kasha. Not only remove the Kasha, it will remove the Kasha even if you don't hold like a Kivega. Koshkin if you hold like a Kivega. But even if you don't hold like Rabbi Kivega, you'll remove the kasha. Because really, there are two separate areas where the Torah gives you an Isra Achila Vishtiya. Most Kol HaTorah Kula, and everything we learned so far in Krisis, is Macholos Asuris. The Torah says don't eat Chelev. The Torah says don't be Moil Behek, don't drink wine of Kotshim. Those are Isurim where the Isra is being Chal, at the time of the Achila and at the time of the Shtiyah. That's the type of Isra it is. Okay? Here, if somebody sits down and he takes a cup of wine, okay, at the time that he's drinking the wine, he's not over any Isra. See, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Yayin v'Shechar al Tesht, but really the Torah is not saying that. What the Torah really is saying is, Al tikones lemigdosh kishatoshosu yayin. That's really what the pasuk is saying. That's not a chiddush. That's pasuk. It's pshuto shel mikra. He's talking is the rabbanon that a kohen shouldn't drink wine because he'll come to do avoid him. I'm talking about midaraisa. Midaraisa, a kohen is allowed to drink wine 100%. He could have 10 gallons of wine, but he's not allowed to then after he drinks the wine, he's not allowed to go into beis hamikdash. Right. So really the what the pasuk is really telling us is don't go into the Beis HaMikdash after the wine, after you drank the wine. That's what the Torah is really saying. Drink is under hay, drink as much as you want. Shaker, ain't him shaker. But vasachas, drink. The Torah is saying, but then don't do avoid. Okay. So L'chaira, number one, it opens the door to two things. Number one, clearly, if you hold like a Kivega, the Gemara is pushed. Because really what the Torah said was, don't go into the Beis HaMikdash after you drank. So what are you saying? Yeah, but there's a sheer called Revias. Sheer Revias, that's to be chayiv for drinking. That's in order for you to be chayiv for drinking, you have to have a Revias. I wasn't over Shtia. My aver that I did was going into the Beis HaMikdash after I did an action called drinking. As Yankiv said before, I would say that this is even better than Shvua. By Shvua, you could say as far if I say Shvua Shalayeshta, even if drinking a drop is called drinking, you could say my das is the amount of drinking that normally you'd be chayav for. You can clear. This is even more pashut. Here the Torah said, don't do avoda after you drank wine. So you drank wine. If drinking less than the shear is called drinking, you drank wine. Push it like that. But I would go even beyond that. I would say that even if you're not like Rav Kiva, there would be a tzad to say that you would be chayiv. Why? Because when we say eating less than a kazayis is not eating, or drinking less than a revius is not drinking, what are we saying? We're saying it's not derech achila. We're saying it's not derech shtir. We're not saying it's not eating. We're saying it's not the derech of eating. It's not. So when the Torah says eating, derech achila is only a kazayis. If you have less than, it's like you didn't eat it normally. You zikha ate. It's not questioning you didn't eat. You ate. But you didn't eat it normally. Now that condition, that you need to eat something in a normal way that it's eaten, it also can be said only where it's macholos asuris. I mean, I'll bring you raya from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says, l'gabi hilchos yom kippur. The Shagas Aryeh paskin in shuvas. That if somebody has an achila, shaloi kedarka, on yom kippur, he's chayev. Because the Torah said, even though the Torah only asked not to be ma'unas through eating. That means if you have acupuncture or you have other things that will make you full, you're not gonna, even the Shagatari is masking your potter. The Torah didn't say you have to be hungry. The Torah says you can't be satisfied from eating. Comes the Shagatari, he says, in that case, even if you didn't eat in a normal way, you're also chayiv. Because for my say, you're satisfied from eating. What do you mean? I didn't eat normal. Yeah, but so the Shagas Aryeh is saying that when do you need a normal eating? If the achila is the iser, but if the iser is the conclusion, then it's just a means to an end. It's just a means to an end. This is a way for you to. I had a shiloh, similar shiloh, loyal lane, if you have a sick person on a feeding tube, where the food goes straight to the stomach. They have a stent, goes straight in. I had it sad to say, according to the Shagas Aryeh, maybe you'd be not allowed to do that on Yom Kippur. If the guy doesn't need it, if he needs it, he needs it. If the guy doesn't need it, you could say, Lamaisa, he's getting anos me'ayim, and instead of getting rid of his inui. Maybe that's sufficient. I had it sad to say like that. Anyway, I'll call upon him. What we see over here is clearly that whenever the Torah made an obligation where the chiyuv is the toitzah, not the actual pu'ula, the iser is the toitzah, so then we don't say that you chayiv only in a case where you do a ma'aseh achila. So same thing over here, you could say really less than a revius wouldn't be called drinking, and any time we want to slap you with a fine for drinking if you drank less than a revius. But here, it's a question of consumption. Consumption. It's consumed. There's a brisker rav like this, lagabi sicha. You know, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do sicha. It's one of the chamishi inuyim. You're not allowed to do sicha. The Gemara in Yuma says that sicha is kishtiyah. Sicha is kishtiyah. Now again, what does that mean? Let's say you took macholos asuras and you put it on your body. You shmir it. You're not chayiv. Because the mice, you're not eating. But the Gemara says, sicha kishtiyah. Not only that, we find that by shvius, perishal shvius, we find that you're allowed to use it for shmiring. Right? That's called lochla. So the Brisker Rav says a great idea. He says, when somebody eats, there's a mice achila, and there's the consumption. There's, in other words, what I'm telling you now, there's the conclusion of the achila. And if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara learns out that sicha is kishtiyah, the Gemara learns it out of the fact that it says, Fatogoi kishemen bekirboi. It says, when you smear it on your body, it goes into your body the way food would go into your body. So all it means is, it's getting absorbed. It's getting consumed by the body just like if you ate it. Says the Brisker Rav, Anytime the Isser is Achila, and you do Sicha, you're not going to be Chayiv. Because you didn't do a Ma'is Achila. But anytime the Torah just wanted the conclusion of Achila, like by Shemitah, the halacha is, La'ochla v'loyla hefsit. The Torah says, the food has to be consumed through eating, and not discarded. So all you need is that the consumption should be like eating. So that smearing is good enough. If you smear it, it's getting consumed like achila. That's the prescribed idea. As I'm telling you, in our sugya, I think that's the olive base. That is the olive base. So much so that it's a little bit challenging to understand why some Rishonim hold you need a shear. Why do some Rishonim hold you need a shear? Right? Why is there a shear? They're not asking shikras. They're asking, what do you mean? There's a revius. Halacha Moshe Misina. That's the kash of the Rashba. That's the kash of the Ravid. What do you mean? Who says there's a shear here at all? At least it's a Havamina. One side it's a maskana. Who says there should be a shear b'chlal? So I think perhaps the way we have to touch this is that the Machloikas Rishonim is in fact, what is the Isra of going into the Beis HaMikdash? Is Taka the Isra going into the Beis HaMikdash the state that you're in after drinking the wine? Or is the Isra going into the Beis HaMikdash the post-shtir? The Torah said once a Maisa shtir was done, you're not allowed to go in Beis HaMikdash. Taka the Isra would be that you drank. In other words, the fact that I drank and I went into Beis HaMikdash, the Isra is that I went in after I drank. Any amount. No. That's the Shaila. Meaning if you hold, the whole Isser is that I'm Shosui, I'm in a state. So then we understand. No, that's why the Rishonim ask, if it's the Ma'is Ishtia, then it should be Halacha Moshe Misinai. Revius. So long that we're putting it back on the Ishtia. In other words, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, what is the Isra that you're doing? Is the Isra that you're going is that you're in a certain state now? Whatever that state is, you're once you drank this wine, you're in a certain state. Call it shikras, call it less than shikras. You're in a state. That state, that effect that the wine had on you, you went into the Beis HaMikdash in that state. Is that the Isra? Or is the Isra is part of Kavod HaMikdash, just like you now want to go Beis HaMikdash, Bemakloi, Vitalmiloi. You now want to go Beis HaMikdash after you did a Ma'aseh Shtiyah. If that's the case, the Ma'aseh Shtiyah is the Isser. You weren't over it when you drank, but now that you went in after you drank, that Shtiyah is the Isser. So then they will go back, it will revert back to the Shiurim of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. That perhaps could be the Machlokes Rishonim of understanding whether our Gemara could potentially mean Pachas Mikashir or our Gemara cannot mean Pachas Mikashir. It depends on how you learn the Isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah. If you learn that the Isser going Beis HaMikdash Betumah is the Shti itself, then it doesn't make sense that it should be Pachas Mikashir. It just doesn't make any sense. That's why they derive it, for instance, and the Rashba reject that possible approach of learning the Sugya. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that it's the state. The state, after you drink, it puts you in a certain state. And that state is what the Torah asked. So if that's the case, the shear is not relevant. Doesn't have to be relevant. Comes the Torah and says there's a shear. But without the Torah telling us that there's a shear, she doesn't have to be relevant. Now, many times I've seen that the shayla already in the dark emotion, the Ramah, or when somebody drinks wine, there's always a shear shikras. Does that mean that until you reach the shear shikras, you're not drunk at all? Or it means, really, as soon as a person drinks a little wine, there's a certain effect. It's just not, you may not detect it. You drink a little more, it's more detectable. It's all levels of detection. That's our Gemara. Yachal afilu kosher. If the Isser is the state, the wine is like a drug, you're not allowed to go in this drugged state. So who says there's a shear of ears? Mechtei says there's a shear of ears. If you learn that the Torah said that if you drank, you're not allowed to go Beis HaMikdash, and the Isser is that you went in because you drank, then we're going to say the shear is like kol haTorah kula. And that, I think, is the Poshet Hesber in the Machlekes. Rebbe Lezer holds. Rebbe Lezer's shita is that that's the chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer comes and he says that im hoisif mayim, if you add a little water or you stopped in the middle of drinking, you potter. So I want to learn Rebbe Lezer mamish the opposite of the way many achronim learn him, based on what we're saying now. Rebbe Lezer holds that avada, it's the ma'aseh shtiyah. It's the ma'aseh shtiyah that's aser. And therefore, because if it wasn't the ma'aseh shtiyah, Rebbe Lezer would agree that a guy is just as drunk if he drank b'vasachah, so he stopped for a second in the middle. He's not less drunk. But the iser is to go into the Beis HaMikdash after you drank k'derech shikras. If it's the state that you're in, the mamish fakir from many, the way many learn. If it's pshat, Rebbe Lezer would hold it's the state, then it would make no sense that a person drank the wine, he stopped this for a second in the middle. Now he's a, but Rebbe Lezer uses the lashon k'derech shikras. That means the Torah asked you to go into the Beis HaMikdash after you drank like a drunk person drinks. That's the zilzul to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the effect the wine has. It's the shtir. And that's why according to Rebbe Lezer, pachas mikashir, it makes a difference. That's why according to Rebbe Lezer, if you didn't drink it the way, because the zilzul is going into the Beis HaMikdash after you drank. It's almost like a hachona. You don't go into the Beis HaMikdash after you did something like a drunk person does. That's not the way you don't go into the Beis HaMikdash like a drunkard. So then, if you made a shinui, if you made a shinui in the way you drank the wine, that's already enough. You didn't drink the wine, k'derech hamishak. Now, that is not to say Rebbe Lezer wouldn't agree that if a guy would taka be a shikr, shikrufe shalot, he would also have an issue to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But that wouldn't be al dizdin. Dizdin of yayin v'sheikh al teisht. Don't go in this matzav. Rebbe Lezer is saying it's the ma'aseh shtia. And the Torah said shikras. The Torah is saying a shtia which is derech shikras. That's good for what the Torah said. If that's the case, you could say that hayra is the same way. Hayra, of course, if a person drank wine in a way that their judgment is off, havada and ala to pask. Of course they can't pask. You need the Torah to tell you that. Just like if a guy took a pill and the pill made him a little woozy. Can't pask in a shayla. Get basket a shot. I had a rav once asked me to look at a mara, and he said, you know, a woman brought him a shot. He said, maybe you could look at it. He says, you know, he says, I don't like so much giving psalkim on maras because I'm colorblind. So his lashon was, I don't like so much. I was trying to put that together. I don't like so much giving psalkim on maras because I'm mystical colorblind. But lamaisa, that's seichel ayosha, that if a guy is colorblind, he's puzzled to see maris because he doesn't see it. It's a portion of the zach. Just like you can't, if a guy's a sumer, he can't pass in a maris. Right? Even though he's a tzaddik, he said elo. But even a lochor, a sumer, erhel pasel every maris because it looked like shochor. Shochor is tome, but that's a different issue. L'maisa, the bottom line is, so that avad is the alocha, but then there's another alocha. You have to have reverence for the law that you don't paskin a shayla after you drank k'derech shikras, which is mamish like the Beis HaMikdash. That's a reverence for a law. That's not. In other words, even though you're not drunk, you're not drunk. When it says Ravloi Moikim Amoygam Yomtov L'Chavrei, he was perfectly sane. He wasn't sane. He was perfectly sane. He was able to paskin. Not that he didn't have the weird. So on that, the Gemara says. So if the only reason he's not paskening a shayla is out of the reverence of Eroah, that won't be more chomer than the reverence of Avodah. And if Rebbe Lezer holds that if you drank it, you stopped in the middle of drinking or you added water, that's not called derech shikras. So who had them for Eroah? That's what I would say is the Parshat Ha'ezer. That's the hemshich of the sugya. So that's the way I would come out l'maisim. Derech, the way a drunk person drinks. Right, correct. Okay, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop here.